Yes.
Get the hit the gavel. We will call the Tuesday, September 22nd, City Council meeting order, and we'll start with the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So welcome everyone. I appreciate everyone coming tonight. We've got quite a few items on the agenda. And we have some guests as well. But the first thing we need to do, the first official business after the pledge, is we need to roll call by our clerk.
Oh.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Loschewski.
Here.
Clocher.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Breeders.
Here.
Giroulas.
Here.
Peterson.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you very much. We have a quorum. Any amendments to the agenda? I don't even have to look on Zoom land this time. Seeing and hearing none. Presentations. We have a certificate of recognition for Marge. Marge, I didn't ask how you pronounce your last name.
Lenane.
Lenane?
Yes.
Yes, so actually, Jason. I think Jason wants to present this. So Marge is a crossing guard at Autumn Creek School, and Jason and his wife are heavily involved in the school. Isn't that correct? Or is it mostly your wife?
You just say yes, dear. I just say yes.
Yes. So Jason's going to read this, and then we're going to present it to you if you're okay with that.
Yes.
So basically, and this is my words, I'll read some more of the comments around, but Marge is an instrumental part of the kids' day, the start of the day. The kids see her shining face, her smiles, she greets them, make sure they have a good day, make sure she gives them warm wishes, and the kids just love it. It's a huge part of the day, and we couldn't ask for a better person there. So we're honored to give you this recognition. The PTO obviously gave this to you, and we want to recognize you here at City Hall as well, because you are a big part of our community. And unfortunately, not all these people get experience, or their kids get experience. You know, wish you could be kind of everywhere. That'd be great if we could clone you. But I want to read a little bit here. Margie was one of 12 nominees this month for the Autumn Creek PTO Inspiration Award. She is a crossing guard at Autumn Creek Elementary. She was awarded top honors after a vote on Tuesday, September 15th, and presented with a certificate and a gift card for her commitment to the students, parents, and community ACEs. Below, what I'm going to read here, is part of what people submitted on behalf of you, or about you, rather. So we're thrilled to have you part of our ACES community and the community of Yorko. So Margie, and these are coming from community members, Margie may not technically be a part of ACES staff, but she goes above and beyond as a crossing guard in making sure the kids get to and from school safely. She is always standing at the corner with a smile and a friendly greeting for all the kids and families that she meets. Margie has taken a vested interest in getting to know everybody's name and greets everybody by name each day. She always maintains a positive attitude and encourages the kids to have a great day as they continue on to the building in the morning. And then reminds them that she will be there again the next day as the kids are crossing the street and at the end of the day. Additionally, Margie is also active in the ACES community and attends some of the PTO events and fundraisers. Thank you so much to Margie for all you do and everything that you do in the community. We certainly appreciate you. And we would like to give you.
You want to read or do you have?
I can read this.
Yeah, one. You're doing a great job.
All right, certificate of recognition. The mayor of the City Council of the United City of Yorkville present this certificate to Margie Lenane for being nominated for the Autumn Creek PTO Inspiration Award and awarded top honors by the Autumn Creek Elementary School PTO. We commend you for your many hours of dedication and commitment as a crossing guard by protecting our children in the Autumn Creek community by ensuring they get to and from school safely with a smiling face to everyone. Congratulations, this is presented on 22nd day of September, 2020. And this is just my copy.
Here, we got a real copy.
Definitely a good one in there.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That's awesome. And we'll see you. I'm going to give her a the next goal we're going to look at is one of the office personnel and Circle Center, perhaps. Is that something we should do?
You can if you want. they're a little feisty over there.
They're going to have some large shoes to fill.
I wish I'd pick the right one. Otherwise, some of us won't sleep well. Excellent. Okay. Next, we have presentations. Wow. Jason did such a good job. I didn't cross off. Public hearings. Do we have any public hearings tonight? No? What'd you say? In October, we think we might have a water presentation?
Yeah, we're targeting the second city council meeting in October for a refresher and status update on our water supply.
And so for a couple of you, that'll be brand new. It'll be a refresher for me, but new since I've been here in front of the city council. So that'll be interesting. We have to look at long-term water supply because we all know it's important. It's going to be something costly, but it's something important. So we're going to get a little presentation on that. Okay, do you have any citizen comments on agenda items?
John, can I get a waiver? Because I just want to stop for about 2 minutes and then leave the meeting.
You absolutely may.
Thank you. I appreciate you allowing for the talk.
Hey, Todd, I saw you putting a sign up there at home.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, go ahead.
That was the first one I was putting up. And that's what I was doing, otherwise I would have had a different shirt. All right, so first off, I'll give you a little update. Randy Scott will share this too if he wants. County budget hearings, as you know, as finance chairman, was this last week on Wednesday and Friday, and your wife was there making her presentation for her department or her elected office. So the good news is that with the COVID, the county's only down about 2% revenue. The bad news is right now they're looking at about 3.1, was it, or something like that, deficit, something like that. But John, when you were there, I seen it over 4, and we got it down. So, but
are you suggesting I should go back?
No.
So, but one of the comments that was made was that if Purcell was here, we probably wouldn't have that big because there was a lot more asks, and you usually can kind of whittle those off before they actually got to the budget hearing. But that said, the reason I'm here was one of the interesting things that happened during the budget hearing was when the sheriff's office presented their budget. White had a new position, and it was I thought it was very forward-thinking, very bold. And I had a little bit of a chance to talk to your police chief about it, and White's introduced it to him a little bit. What it was an inspector general position for the sheriff's office, and it would provide independent oversight for law enforcement, and the citizens would still have a chance to do the review, and White wanted to use the merit commission for the sheriff's department, for the citizen part. That said, the ask for that was like $8,000 plus benefits position. It was well received, but the question was where we're going to get the funding. And so my suggestion to me, Dwight, when the thing was over with, my colleague, was to ask, because he has a good relationship with your chief of police, with the Oswego chief of police. A lot of those people were in his chain of command at one time or another. And it's not something I think the county should do by itself and be out there by themselves, because the training and the procedures and a lot of that are very similar from our department here at the Yorkville City Police as it is with the county police as it is over at Oswego. So there's a lot of commonality on procedures and training and that type of thing. And so it was, I was suggested that like a pooling thing. And your chief of police is a little bit familiar with it and remembered my email from probably about 10 weeks ago or something when I sent it out, because when White first got into office, he asked me to do some research on the citizen oversight function for law enforcement. And I did spend roughly about 2 days doing that and put together an email with a bunch of links. And there was one that your chief actually kind of likes. The parameters were, it wasn't supposed to cost any tax money, but allow citizens some review of law enforcement practices. And anyway, I was throwing that out because I think there's an opportunity there for maybe some type of intergovernmental agreement, because I don't think we need each department to have that function when it could be shared, because we have good law enforcement here, and it's not that much of a need that we have, and if it would arise, it would be good to have that citizen oversight function. So anyway, this is something I wanted to throw out, get everybody kind of thinking about, and maybe as we go forward, it's something that could be pooled and shared, and there may not be a lot of cost to it. It's just that the idea he came up with was this inspector general position, but it was well received. It's just this, did we really want an $80,000 position? And talking to your police chief just before the meeting, he indicated that there might be a way to possibly do it where it wouldn't cost a lot of money, and we would still have that oversight and review for citizens.
Thank you for your comments.
So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you.
Thank you, John. Are there any others? Well, I didn't say state your name for the record. That was Tom.
Scott Gangler, Ward 3, Yorkville. Thank you for having me tonight, and I really appreciate all the work that all of you do, the extra time outside of just these meetings, all the questions that you field from your constituents, and just the extra amount of time that you put into our community. I really appreciate it. A lifelong resident of Yorkville here, graduated right next door over here from Yorkville High School in 96. I just wanted to introduce myself tonight to Todd Slow, my partner. No, I'm just joking. But I love the fact I'm running for District 1, Kendall County, which is basically, easy way to put it, is Orchard Road and everything west of Orchard Road is District 1. It kind of jogs down the Grove Road, but if you don't know where District 1 is, District 1 is basically the westernmost part of the county. District 2 is basically Oswego and Plainfield and Joliet, the eastern part of the county. But I'm running for District 1, currently on the county board, was appointed back in 2018. Love the opportunity to work with such great folks and dedicate my time to this county and our community as well. Love the fact that more so lately, the municipalities and the counties have worked together. Want to continue to grow that relationship, just like what Todd was mentioning before. We have great opportunity here being a county seat. To be able to partner together with law enforcement. We also had the highway project, Mill Road. We came together and did that. That was wonderful. I really think that's a benefit to being able to work together as elected officials, is to have those intergovernmental agreements. Want to continue to do that, work for our taxpayers so that they're getting their most bang for their buck, if you will. I guess one of my platforms would be trying to lower taxes. I know a lot of people are, you know, complaining about high taxes. We have a lot of services here as well too. But at the same time, the way I feel we can lower taxes is we improve our infrastructure. We just, you know, secured funding for the Alderman Road Bridge, which I think is going to be huge. We've also secured funding from the state for the widening of Route 47. That's going to be gigantic. But I really think if we can foster the business to grow into our community, hopefully that will lower the tax base and we can put less burden on our property owners. So, you know, just one of the concepts that I really want to move forward as far as my position on this. Do I have 5 minutes?
I'm sure, Max.
So that's it. I just want to come in and introduce myself. I want to thank you all for what you do here and appreciate it. And it's Scott Gingo official. Early voting starts September 24th, actually.
So, and we do have one of your signs out in our yard, at least we used to. Is it still there for the voting counts? For the census, I mean?
Yeah, there's one out there.
Okay.
I had to call a couple times because it was looking pretty beat up. So,
well, feel free to fix it next time.
The census happens at the end of September.
Oh, it's coming up. So.
At the end of September is when the census ends. So
that's a public service announcement. If you haven't filled out the census, please do so. It helps your community with federal and state dollars.
About $1,400 a year.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Excellent. I see no other members of the public here. Are there any members of the public in the Zoom land? This is crazy when I see some of you on here and over here.
Hard to just be in a shirt.
We need to get a picture together. Okay. Well, now this is crazy. I didn't even catch this earlier. We have a consent agenda listed twice. One to appease me with nothing, and one from a practical standpoint to appease the rest of you. So we'll look at the second consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the second consent agenda? Is there a second? I think I heard Mr. Funkhauser and Ms. Milshewski. And I guess I should have stated what those items are. The minutes from September 8th, the bills for $1,171,990.57, the treasurer's report for July and August, and a resolution approving amendment to the United City of York Employee Manual Sick Leave Donation Policy. And Spark, can you give just a couple second synopsis of that? Where did you go?
I'm in the mic.
He left.
You left? Well, this essentially allows employees to donate to a pool some sick time, and if there are other employees who need sick time for extended leave, it allows them to pull out of that pool, but you can't assign it to individuals, so it just goes in the pool, it's like water. It goes in water, and then you take a cup out if you need it. And I thought it was a great idea, and it's a fantastic opportunity, and the employees seem like they were supportive. So did I hit it okay, Mark?
You did, yes.
That's a good answer. Thank you very much. Okay, so since that is consent agenda, I'll take a roll call, please.
Go.
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Cerullis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Closure?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent, thank you. Well, Mayor's report, we have nothing. However, you know that can't be the case. So, I want to tell you a couple things. I have something for the second mayor's report, which I didn't bring a highlighter to highlight. Oh, here it is. Okay. So for the first mayor's report, I'm sure you're all aware, and maybe we mentioned this last time, I don't remember, Popeyes is open, and oh my gosh, my family brought home chicken sandwich from Popeyes. Kevin, that's why I was late. It was so darn thick, it took me extra time to eat it. So that's a good thing. They've been very busy. It's always good to see new places open in town. And then the next one is just, I try to communicate with all of you as best I can, particularly on key issues, you know, if we have anything going on now, I'm communicating with you. But it's important to communicate well, and I will give you an example why. I've had some individuals doing some work, we've been remodeling, and I had an individual in there the other day, and he has a little bit of an accent different than mine, which is fine, but he said, I didn't eat breakfast, I'm going to go get a banana. And I said, well, we have bananas downstairs. And he said it again, I really want a banana. And then I realized after the third time, he said he wants to go to Panera. So my point is, we just have to make sure we communicate as clearly as possible, because I really thought the poor guy wanted a banana and he wanted to go to Panera. And then I felt bad because I think he thought I was trying to hold him hostage. So he went to Panera. So anyway, that's my lesson, try to communicate clearly. And that's what I'm trying to do with all of you on any big issues that we might have before us. Okay, that's all I have for that report. Now we're on Public Works. Mr. Closure, thank you.
PW 2020-48, Water Department Reports. A motion to approve the Water Department Reports for April through August of 2020.
Second by Mr. Koch, any discussion? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Cedarhurst of Yorkville, it would be PW 2020-49. A motion to authorize the release and the remaining performance security for Cedarhurst of Yorkville.
Second
by Milshewski. Discussion, questions, or comments? This one I do believe requires a roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Cerullis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Closure?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Coke?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Then we have a contract award, PW 2020-50. A motion to accept the bid and award the contract to Precision Pavement Markets, Inc. in the amount not to exceed $28,768.54.
Second round, Mr. Peterson. Got the JP going there. Okay, are there any discussions on this? Or any items in discussion. So the one thing I'll say is this, came in at about $28,000, if I wrote my notes down correctly, We had $65,000 budgeted. We had $65,000 budgeted, but when we looked at reducing expenses earlier in the year, we said we'd try to keep that around $75,000. So that was the goal. Unfortunately, the revenue's coming a little better. And I did ask, can we spend the rest of that money? And what Brad and Eric said is it's such a lengthy process to go through the state. What we'll do is we'll look at maybe over the winter and the spring, maybe we'll spend some of that money next year. We'll see how things go. But this does require a roll call as well. Any other comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Charulas?
Yes.
Transair?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you all.
On the PW 2020-51, a motion to approve the 2020 Road to Better Roads program, request with the change in plans of engineering, final payment estimate, and authorizing mayor to execute.
Second.
Second by Mr. Frieders. Any comments? This is approximately 80 grand, is that correct? I see several heads nodding. Excellent. That's good. Okay. No questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Transair?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Charulas?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
The next item is for discussion only, 2021 ITAC project application.
Your second?
Second.
I'm Mr. Frieder. Is this, I'd like a little explanation. Is Aaron going to handle this?
This is a discussion. We're just discussing.
Okay, well, that's going to be the second. Thank you. Aaron, I think it's still going to discuss this, correct? Thank you.
Yes.
Can't hear you, Aaron. Can somebody else unmute and see if it's a microphone issue or a speaker issue? Test, test.
Test.
I can hear Christy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Okay, great.
Okay. So in your packet is four ITAC application options. This was discussed at last week's Public Works Committee meeting, and the members there decided that should have this larger discussion with the entire council. So ITAC is a federal funding program that we last applied for in 2018. In 2018, engineering was not eligible to be applied for, and now in 2020 it is. So we thought we would take advantage of this program and look at four different application projects. The four projects are Fox Road, a sidewalk and multi-use path, vegetation management along Route 34, a 1-foot street on East Hydraulic, and then the extension of a trail, a path underneath the Route 47 bridge to the west. Looking into this further, there was a lot of comment from Public Works. I appreciated that greatly. Some of the main concerns in the vegetation management was native plantings along the trail, between the trail and the right-of-way, that may not work in our area just because it does, it may look like overgrown weeds to some, but I think the committee was supportive of the low-grow, low-mow plantings in the islands that we now maintain along the full stretch of Route 34. Fox Road, we did apply for this in 2018. However, it didn't rank necessarily well because we did not have phase one completed, nor did we have the right-of-way acquired. I have spoken with Fran Fast, and Fran has spoke with the Kendall County Transportation Committee regarding a partnership on this program, and they were very interested in doing so. So if we move forward with this project, it would be a partnership with Kendall County. It would probably be an IGA with them for cost sharing of the grant amount. And that is something we will work through in the next month. The hydraulic street project would be the creation of a one-way street. So hydraulic is two-way currently, and we use that street a lot for festivals in the downtown area. The major concern here is that we would have to work with the railroad and create some kind of a demarcation between the railroad. So that's a hurdle there. And then trail along the river west underneath the Route 47 bridge. Upon looking into this further, we have not done any studies on this or any engineering in the past, and there are some concerns about the feasibility of even taking the rail underneath the bridge. And it would create also a hard application because you do have to provide regional community in a trail project, and we are unsure how to go about doing that successfully. So just some food for thought on the four applications. If anybody has further questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but really we're looking for some feedback, and if we go forward with all four applications, one application, two applications, three, or if you would rather pull back and start to work on these in the background before we apply. If we do apply and receive the funding, there is no penalty for saying no thank you. And there is no charge for applying for any of these as well.
Questions or comments? Mr. Frieders?
Yeah, I think out of the four of them, the only one that, in my opinion, doesn't seem like a priority at the moment would be extending the path on the Riverfront Trail west. Outside of that, I think all three of them have a pretty decent justification for exploring. I know that whenever I drive Fox Road, I'm usually avoiding somebody who's either running or on their bike. Not that I would do that myself, but it is pretty terrifying to assume what would happen if somebody wasn't paying attention. And as far as the Route 34 corridor, that's kind of a no-brainer. If we could cut down on costs as far as maintenance, but at the same time kind of keep some pollinators happy, I'm always down for that. And then also as far as Hydraulic Street, every examination we've had of the downtown, we know that hydraulic in and of itself, since it's not really easy to turn right into it, makes more sense as more of a event space as opposed to a two-way street. So out of all four of those, I think those three make the most sense to kind of see what happens.
Mr. Transier,
does anyone know if there'd be a better chance of actually receiving the grant with the intergovernmental agreement with the county? If there's actually two governing bodies applying for the same thing, it'd be a little bit better chance of success.
So they do give you extra points for support partnership. Although we would not be a joint application or a co-sponsored application, we would be the lead agency and we would rank better having that support of another government agency.
Thank you, Eric. Other comments? Mr. Koch?
I'm going to reiterate, I said this at the meeting, the Public Works meeting. These are all four priority projects. I think they're more wants than needs. And at our 10%, and that's if the county goes 50-50 with us, it's still $200,000. It could be $400,000 if we're on it by ourselves. That's my big concern, and it could do a lot of other infrastructure stuff that we have coming. So.
Are you referencing which project?
I'm okay. All four of them are decent.
But the project you were speaking of the money on, is that the Fox River project?
That's what Energy Orange to be awarded. You have that $200,000 you're on the hook for. And I just wonder if there's other things that need the money more than that.
Okay. Other comments or questions? Aaron, do you have just a brief tally of each of these dollar amounts?
We would be applying for the full ask on each of them, which is $200,000. Except for vegetation management, we have not priced that out at all. So we would have to look further into that.
Okay, thank you. I was actually asking, do we know what the total dollar amount of each project is?
No, we have not put together that yet in the application process.
Okay. Other comments or questions? I do, Mr. Trantier, I like your point of the partnership with the county. The county has been, as it was pointed out to us just a few moments ago, the county's been great to work with, at least since I've been here. I can't speak to what it was before that. snicker, snicker. But what I can say is I like that a lot. I also like, as Mr. Frieder said, you know, the idea of, you know, some native plantings that might help the bees or whatever. I'm not opposed to that either. The river walk trail is, I think, fantastic. That, I think, would be really pricey. Might not make sense for us, to Mr. Cope's point. I'm not as excited about these hydraulic, you know, but whenever all we want to do that, that's fine. That's just, those are my comments, so. Mr. Funkhauser?
And then Jack. I'm just going to say, since we really don't have our understanding of the cost of these really, and it's $2 million maximum per project, correct?
Yeah.
That's the ask, and then we got our share that we get paid if we were awarded. If you get pretty pricey, if we go for all four of those, that's a hefty price tag for us to work into our budget. I want to be realistic about what we can and can't do here. While I know we've identified the hydraulic trail, our hydraulic road is a one-way, there's some significant benefits on it, and I'm not going to disagree with that. That's right now one that's reconfiguring the downtown. We have a developer, I'd say we need to do it right away if we don't have anybody on that one. If we do a little more of the cost for that, that might save us doing work. If we can get some costs on it, that would help me. The riverfront trail, I'm just not inclined to do that one right now. It's just such a big unknown. I know the process to go through for anything within the floodway. We've got some issues there, so that one's going to be one that would definitely run that budget up really, really quickly. The Route 34 corridor vegetation management, like I said in the committee meeting, I don't see us being a community that has our main thoroughfare with native prairie right up against it. We have a gap there on the one side, so we're going to do that. We have to keep it back 5, 6, 7, 8 feet in order to make it a usable trail. And then we start getting into it. I looked at some of the plans. Do we even have enough space to do that? Because you don't want it between the road and the trail, you want it on the outside. So there's some logistics. I just don't see that being feasible for us. Some low growth, maybe, but not natives. As much as I do like natives, I think they're appropriate, but not in this situation. So if we have some other options and methods of cutting down maintenance for us, absolutely, but not for the majors because they just get to be too much. The Fox Road multi-use, I can see an actual partnership there. If the county can come in on that and split the cost, that actually is something that I could probably get behind because we're cutting that cost in half. That's kind of one I'm really kind of leaning towards as a solid candidate right now.
So just work down on the last one, and then I saw Jackie's in. The city and the county, before these ITEM applications came about, I've been talking to Fran about maybe doing a partnership on Fox Road already. This would take it out to, I believe it's Hoover, correct? Would take it out to Hoover? Yeah, we've talked about taking out to, I'm trying to remember which of the subdivision we're going to take out. We're going to take out to what?
Fox Glen.
What's that?
Fox Glen.
I don't remember, you know, honestly, off the top of my head, I'd check them out. But we're talking about taking out to one of the subdivisions at the sidewalk and doing some road improvements. That was already in the discussion. So I agree, if we get the county top of it, I think there's definitely some buy-in from the county because we already went down that path. So anyway, just in response to that. Jackie, I saw your hand.
The trail, the river, I don't know if that's like a good use of money because it's just that. Right now, it's not going to go anywhere. You know, we can only go so far, and then we don't have any more property. So why spend the money there?
Kind of like a bridge to nowhere, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Under the bridge.
Yeah. It's water under the bridge.
And then hydraulic, I think I wouldn't want to make the decision of making it runway or a one-way until we knew what was going to be down there and developing. Because what if we did go in the wrong way or something? You know, I think I would rather wait and see, you know, what's going to happen out there in the future. And native grass is not great, whatever. I guess I agree with Chris that I can't see the native grass is going up to, right up to the path. You know, where I walk, there's somebody who has native grasses in their yard, and they have it right up to the sidewalk, and it makes it very hard to walk because they get wet and lean on the sidewalk. So if you kick it back, you're still going to have to mow. So if we're doing that to avoid mowing, I don't think we're really going to avoid mowing. So.
What about to Chris's point, maybe do a low growth just on the
island? Something like that. That's, yeah, well, the native grass.
In the island, it's like,
yeah, yeah, no, I understand the point. That's a great point, because I know when I go on the sidewalks over to the post office, there's some of the weeds from the farm fields laying over, and you're right, No, that's a good point.
There's a house in my neighborhood that Eric has to get somebody out to mow, because like people are walking in thistles stuck all over them. I don't think people are. So, you know, it does happen when you have stuff like that. Now, I really like that idea of the path on a show, you know, because there is a lot of traffic, and people ride bikes out there. Joel's point, there has been someone several years ago that was very badly hurt by a car along his drive. So I think if we can work with the county on that, if I had a fire, that would be my top right there.
We would be Fox Road?
We would be Fox Road.
Okay. So who hasn't spoken? Seaver, Jason, and Joel. Either of you have comments?
I would say to try to focus on the Fox Road more.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. Seaver? So it seems like everyone likes Fox Road. Does that help give us direction?
It does. The only thing I would say to follow up on there is I heard more no's on the Riverwalk than I heard even keel or yeses. And same with the one way. And the islands, it seems like people are okay with, but it needs. So my takeaway from this, and everybody can chime in, is yes, definitely with Fox Road, and you want to see an alternative plan for the islands, and maybe that's our secondary application. But the other two, maybe don't waste time on.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Does that give you all direction?
It does.
Perfect. Well, that's a good discussion. Thank you. How productive were we? Fantastic.
That's great.
Excellent. Okay, where are we on the agenda now?
Number six, PW 2020-53. Motion to approve the proceed of 2021 Road to Better Roads program, proposed rebuild alloy program, and proposed long-term road to better roads program 2022 and 2023.
Mr. Funkhauser in second. Okay, any aldermen have any discussion items on this? Or, you know, actually, let me back up. Before we do that, I don't know who's heard about this, who hasn't. I got a little bit of information, and I'm sure Bart and or Brad and or Eric will correct me, because I'll mistake some things. But the Road to Better Roads is about a $1.1 million project. This is not just an engineering, that would be for the whole project, all the projects. And I'm going to list some of the streets that are included. I took some notes, but they're probably not 100% accurate. Parts of Adams, Eustis, Mill, Colonial Parkway, Greenbrier, Mr. Cope, Elizabeth, State, did I hear State? Madison, Beaver, and West Van Emmon, I think, or maybe Van Emmon, part of it, I don't remember which part now. No, it'd be West. And then the rebuild program is Fox Hill, and that's approximately 1.8 miles, and that's approximately $1.2 million, and that would be John Street, Sycamore, Deal Farm Road, and Cottonwood. And that program, we have to have the pavement last 13 years or more. So we're going to do a thicker application. I'm not sure exactly how thick, to be honest, but Brad has said 13 years, and quite possibly it could be several years longer. That is what I have for notes. Anything else that needs to be added? Brad, is he even out there?
He is.
Oh, okay. Oh, right in front of you. You're top senator, Brad. I look at you and behind you is Bart. Okay, any other questions or comments? Mr. Culp?
Yeah. I actually wish we could take a little more money into this than we do. We've been doing this amount since 2012. I think we talked about it at the committee. And you got Sunflower, you're going to have these other subdivisions coming
and not too long, they'll be 20, 25 years old too. And it just seems like you never can make a good dent in it. And I don't know, I'd be okay with, you know, spending a little more even on it.
Mr. Breeders?
I think, I don't know if Brad put it in the latest packet, but there's actually mentioning that if we wanted to keep up with our roadways after that study, we should be prepared to spend about $2 million a year. I do know that we went from like 675, 750 up to a million. And then weren't our plans for this coming budget year a lot more grand than what we're actually kind of settling for because of the fear of COVID? Like those budget implications? Because I remember we had a sidewalk plan, we had a boatload more money for this.
We're looking at Greenboro Road for this year.
Yeah, but like we're still at 1.1 for this year, but then originally we had planned to kind of increment it up by at least a half mil and then hopefully get to that 2 million. So if you want to have your roadway last longer, you either spend more on the roadway when you replace it, or you replace it more often. And I sure as hell would like a road to last longer than to just keep throwing money at it. So especially from how these particular plans are kind of put together, those specific roadways that have the higher traffic counts, we should be spending the extra money for the 4-inch, 5-inch roadway, whatever it might have been, as opposed to just that top layer. So as we go through this, yes, absolutely, we do need to be throwing more money at the road to better roads. I don't know if $2 million is even possible. I mean, I'm sure we can just say yes, do it, and then yell at Rob when it doesn't happen. But I also think that if we're going to approach this and put more money into it, we do need to have a kind of sliding scale when it comes to investing more in specific roadways that have more traffic and being okay with a couple more caps, a little bit less asphalt on the side roads. Because I can tell you, just living in a neighborhood with roadways for 2 years now, it's an incredible benefit to not do this when you drive in your neighborhood. So if we want to keep Yorkville at this, because right now we're at 87% for all the roadways in the city, right? That's incredible. Me personally, I felt like I was at the 20% for the longest time there. So if we want the rest of Yorkville to kind of keep this pace, we do have to throw more money in it. And also when you realize when you throw more money at something, it lasts longer. So I would like that to be the way that we look at the roadways going forward for sure.
And that amount though was back to 2012 days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we definitely have to go up with that.
Mr. Monkhauser and then Ms. Wilshewski.
Yeah, the increase that we did this year against $1.1 million is great because in prior years, we had coupled that $600,000 to $700,000 of underground improvements. This is strictly pavement. So we really have almost tripled what we've been doing for roads because we would have a few $100,000 of underground improvements and a couple hundred or a few $100,000 of roads. Now we strictly have $1 million plus this, the extra $1.2 million is a state fund or federal fund. So we've actually tripled the amount that we've been able to do on road resurfacing. So we've come a long way. We're halfway to where we need to be. Joel's right. Ken, you're absolutely right with the subdivision issues. Even though we've got this $1.2 million going to Fox Hill for their roads, it's not even the entire subdivision. So if we're building to the basic standards, we might be able to get most of that. But we're still not getting the entire subdivision. We have a lot of them that are going to come out at the same time. So we've got to find a way to get to that $2 million really quickly so that we can actually have the road sets we know we should be having for the long-term maintenance purposes. So this is a great program that we have been able to accomplish.
Jackie?
Well, I wanted to thank whoever moved Eustis Street and Mill Street up, because Eustis is definitely a 2012 street. And I agree with all the contributors, we need to have better quality. It's been failing for years. And was it poor quality? Was it poor? Who knows? Go back. It was a fiasco when it was done. There was a lot of politics in it, and a lot of washdown. The underlay of it washed down the road in rain, and it was just, I don't know, they contributed, it was terrible. So I agree. We're good, there's some roads, you just, and they're all roads. We really need to put in better quality. What happened that year, I don't understand, but it's definitely one of the illness. But I want to thank them, they moved them off, because Eustis is awful. People, they talk about bouncing all over the road. I mean, people drive on the wrong side of the road. It's only half the road, which is really bad. So people drive up going up the hill on the wrong side of the hill. It's a
Mark?
The 2012 Road to Better Roads program, which wasn't branded that at that point, but or I think it was the 2007 one where Eustis and Mill had been
done. Oh, maybe it was 2007. They would give us a
It was a bad year, notoriously, for asphalt quality and insulation. Yes, so that definitely was an example of poor quality, not necessarily.
Quality, some pieces, and then there was some interventions by some people, and they say, I'm not finished,
yes.
Like a whole summer, and they repaved, and it washed all the way down with the painter, and the blade got all washed down, so, and that's right.
So, we also, though, there was a substantial increase in MFT funds, were there not?
Yes.
And that is due, and listen, we all don't like paying higher taxes, but that was from the state, and a lot of that had to do with the higher gasoline tax. So, again, I'm the first one to complain about taxes, but that's one where you're seeing some of that money come back into the community. I don't disagree with anything. We'd have to put more money towards roads, and I think Mr. Frieders had a great point that, you know, we had some grander plans, and some of those are scaled back just because of the uncertainty. We still are bouncing around with what's going to happen. Fortunately, we haven't hit as bad as some communities, but there's still some uncertainty. But, you know, it's something that we do need to put money into roads. And, you know, if you want to do an increase of a $5 per unit per month road fee, that'd get you an extra about $400 to $500 grand a year. So, I mean, those are discussions you might want to have with me. I'm not suggesting you should or shouldn't, but those are real dollars. And you can see what an increase of $400 to $500 grand a year could do. So, good discussion. Any other questions or comments? Because we still need to vote. Roll call, please.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Coke?
Yes.
Wilshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Good discussion. Thank you. Anything else?
Nothing else. That's been to report.
Thank you. Economic Development Committee?
No report.
No report. Public Safety Committee? Seaver?
No report, but I, since we're on public safety, I'm going to bring up one item, especially in light of what happened earlier in the meeting, discussions about shared programs and whatever with the county. I haven't heard anything recently regarding the status of the study of the shared police building with the county, and I'm just curious as we could get some updates as to where that stands.
It's a very, very fair question, and I think to the point Mr. Frieders made it a couple of moments ago, we had several things we were talking about. The joint facility was one of them, public works facility was one, but as far as to the specifics of, you know, sharing services with the county, maybe for the police station, quite honestly, with COVID, when COVID hit, we didn't know what was going to go on. And we kind of, as we even said on some of these other items today, we kind of scaled back a little bit. So we haven't really pursued that. Is there an interest that you would like to have me at least have some further discussions with Barb and Jim on that? Or I guess I'm looking for direction on that, because we kind of help out just to try to watch the dollars. But if you'd like, we can further those discussions, talk to the county and see if there's any interest in moving forward with that. I've actually had a couple of county board members reach out to me very recently on that. So,
please.
Yes, please.
Okay, does anyone oppose that? At least, again, we're not committing to anything at this point, but at least have those conversations.
Be nice to have an update.
Okay. Well, there's an update for now, but we'll have some conversations. And, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but we'll definitely have those conversations. I appreciate it. And you're right, it was just too bad Mr. Dangler left. I should call him right now, get your butt back in here. But yeah, that's good. We've had some great cooperation with the county, and I'm thankful for that, because some of these things we've been doing on our own. So, okay, well, I appreciate it. But Seaver, you kind of threw me a curveball there. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting no reports, sir. But I'll take that instead. Do you have anything else, Seaver? Okay, thank you very much. Admin report. Is there no report, sir?
You got an admin. I will make a motion to approve a tax levy estimate for 2020 to be used for the purpose of conducting a public hearing on the tax levy in the amount of $4,295,703.
Second.
I think I heard from Wilczewski. I think Mr. Olson has something he wants to add.
Yep, the police pension number and the library number still have not yet been certified, so we would request that you table the approval of the estimate until the October 13th City Council meeting, at which point we will have both of those numbers. We can assert or approve the estimate and then conduct the public hearing at the second meeting in October. But I did want to point out, we talked about it at admin, that the tax levy estimate that is in front of you is a change in methodology from last year to this year. This year, and in past years, although we've adopted a levy ordinance that only captures new construction, this tax levy estimate actually only captures new construction. So there is no inflationary factor on there too. So we're communicating prior to adoption, 2 months in advance, that we intend only to take new construction.
So is it okay if we withdraw the motion in the second and put it on October 13th? Thank you.
We still discuss that?
Okay.
Can we still discuss that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I think one of the kind of the traditions that I walked into when I was elected was that we don't want to be raising the taxes for our property owners in the city. We don't want to see these constant increases year over year. As we all know, taxes do not go down. I think it's a safe kind of a safe platform for like the remainder of at least my life in Yorkville, the hope that we keep things the same because we know that we're the smallest chunk of taxes out of our entire bill. I know that when I first got elected, I assumed that the city of Yorkville was the devil because why are my taxes so darn high? And then when you actually look at the bill and you see this huge piece of pie or huge pie and that little sliver of the city of Yorkville is very dinky. We actually earn that revenue through sales taxes on people that don't live in Yorkville and then of course fees for services. Understanding that, I think it's safe to assume that most of us would be okay with sticking with the same plan that we have, not to intently raise everybody's taxes. Oh, look at that guy. But then also make sure that we are taking the time and energy to actually capture the new construction. But I don't want to see that inflationary figure in there because I kind of think it's, then you muddle the water between are you attempting to raise taxes or are you staying true to what you initially talked about. So I think the staff's recommendation to capture the new construction, not worry about the inflationary, and then make sure that the city and library are levied separately.
Other questions or comments? Okay, well again, this will be on the October 13th agenda, and that will be for approval at that time?
Yes.
And what about the public hearing?
Public hearing should be October 27th, but it depends on when we actually approve the estimate.
Okay, excellent. Okay, awesome. Anything else, Mr. Funkhauser?
Nothing else.
Excellent. Park Board. So, I guess I had it written down later on the agenda, but Park Board, Tim, I know the new parks are doing awesome. The programs, soccer is fantastic, and so is baseball. I think, Tim, you said we're hitting about the same numbers we did last fall. Is that correct?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, our baseball, softball, and soccer numbers are the same as, just about the same as they were last year, so that's very good to see. And then, yes, the playgrounds are going very well. We're actually just started the East Riverfront Boat Launch Pad this week, so we'll hopefully have that done by the end of the month.
And didn't you have some other exciting things coming up in the next month here?
We do have, starting next week, will be the Scarecrow Walk. That will be down at Riverfront Park in the wooded area on the east side of the park. That will be the entire month of October if people would like to come and see the scarecrows. Chief Jensen can maybe talk a little bit more, but we have National Night Out on Tuesday, October 6th. And then we have our fall events with the Chamber, the Biz Boot, on Saturday, October 24th.
Excellent. That's a lot. Chief, did you have anything to offer on the October 6th?
No, we're excited to work with Parks and Rec. We're going to have an October movie. We'll have hot dogs. I believe Jewel just donated all the hot dogs for our event today. We'll be cooking out. And really looking forward to having a lot of people out there. I will be gone.
Excellent. Sam, anything else?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. From the comfort of your home this evening. Very nice. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission. Now, I will read this, and then I will have Christy. Where are you at, Christy? You're somewhere out there. I know it's not. Oh, there, you're in the middle, too. You are actually right in the middle of my screen. So I will have you discuss this in a moment, but I will read and ask for a motion for PZC 2020-08, EDC 2020-37, an ordinance granting a signed variance for the property located at 1308 Game Farm Road, Hillside Rehab Center. Milshewski?
Second.
Transier? Thank you. Christy, could you please explain?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. This is a standard variant for a sign. The property was impacted by the recent widening and construction of Route 44, which changed the elevation of the site. It actually moved the site up about 17 feet above the crown of the roof. The city measures sign height from the crown of the roof, so any sign that they would have installed on the site would have exceeded our 12-foot maximum height requirement. So the sign that they're proposed is only 6 feet and 6 inches, which is below our total 12-foot height requirement. But on top of the 17-foot elevation, it makes the overall sign height about 23.5 feet. So the petitioner is seeking a variance. The Planning and Zoning Commission heard this and unanimously voted for approval. And the petitioner's representative, David Pollock from Panorama, is here if you have any questions.
Any questions from the council? Christy, thank you very much. We'll take a roll call, please.
Coe?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Thank you, Christy. City Council report. Joel?
My computer died, so I don't have specific numbers, but the National Suicide Prevention and Action Month proclamation, I'm still receiving submissions every other day. I think we're at 56 cities throughout the country, 2 different counties in 17 different states, with a total impact of close to 3 million residents. The top secret release or collaboration that I was not legally permitted to disclose at the previous city council meeting was released that following Thursday, which was World Suicide Prevention Day. Hope the Day partnered with Demi Lovato and a producer named Marshmallow on a song that my wife just sent me a picture, it's actually on 103.5, called It's Okay Not to Be Okay, which is oddly enough. But we just topped like 7.2 million views, and it's kind of cool that I have 2 10-year-olds and a 12-year-old who are excited about the theory of it's okay not to be okay. So we're pretty happy with the impact that we're having with getting people to have the conversation. We have all these different collaborations with different businesses and different cities and different police departments. There's not enough time in the hour for me to kind of go through all of them. But once again, thanks to the city of Brookville for allowing me to conduct that outreach on your behalf.
Thank you.
I have one more thing.
Please.
My neighbor and friend and fellow Ward 3 residents, Chad and Amber Green, own Paradise Car Wash. I hope you guys are familiar with that. It's the only car wash I go to in Yorkville, and I want to have my insides completely gutted and clean. They are going to be transforming the Paradise Car Wash on October 15th through 17th, the 22nd through the 24th, and the 29th through the 30th into Scaradice, Haunted Car Wash. Thursday through Sunday on those weekends, it's going to be a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday will be 6 to 9, and Friday and Saturday will be 6 to 10. I encourage Chad and Amber to hit up the YPD to figure out traffic, since we don't want to be boogering up Route 47, so expect some information about traffic flow. But basically, if you don't know Chad and Amber Green, they don't do things a little bit. They do things a lot of it. So if you're expecting it to be, oh, that's going to be cute. I'm going to bring a few lunch bags for my children and the off chance that one of them might actually heave inside the vehicle. That is me advertising for my friend's business because this is really cool. So the Paradise Car Wash, otherwise known as the Scaradice Haunted Car Wash, I'm hoping that this is something that we can kind of bring into the city more often than not, because it sounds really, really cool. And knowing that we can't be around a whole lot of people because the world is really, really weird, for somebody to do something creative like that, I think it bears mention, so I'm pretty excited about that. So look for the Scaredice Car Wash, Haunted Car Wash, coming to you in Yorkville, three weekends, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. We'll make sure that the traffic is taken care of. It looks pretty cool.
Thank you.
Can you check with them on Facebook?
Yeah, they're going to do it tomorrow once they figure out the traffic.
So the term boogering up, is that a Halloween reference?
No, that's just, I have very three UBC children.
Okay.
Three very UBC children.
Other city council members, anyone else have anything? Okay, city clerk report.
I have an announcement about the upcoming spring elections next year.
Yes. We're not into November, but go right ahead.
If there are any residents that want to run for alderman in the April 2021 election, we have posted information on the city's website regarding filing dates and signature requirements. The information can be found under the government tab on the city's homepage. There will be one alderman position open in each of the city's four wards. Interested candidates should also check the State Board of Elections webpage located at www.elections.il.gov. The state's website has a tab at the top of the homepage entitled Running for Office, which will lead to a link for the 2021 Candidates Guide, which contains information and links to sample forms for candidacy.
Thank you very much. That's the first time you've heard a report in a while. Fantastic. Okay, community and liaison reports. Do we have any? Mr. Funkhauser.
Community report, as a member of the Yorkville Kiwanis, tagging on to the October 24th event, the club has decided to have a limited capacity Yorktoberfest again this year, albeit much different than we have past 2 years. It'll be hosted down at South Main Original Barbecue from 3 to 10 on the 24th. So, it's going to be different, but it will be a very good event. A lot of playing some local music and some other surprises with that one. So keep a lookout on the Kiwanis page on Facebook for information.
And they have a nice outdoor venue, man.
Yes, so very large enough to have an intimate size event.
Right along our Riverwalk.
Right.
Maybe not one we're going to extend anytime soon, but right along. Okay. Any other council members? Staff reports?
No further reports.
Mayor's report? Well, I have some cool things too. So, first of all, I've been asked, and the staff has been asked, are we going to have trick-or-treating? And my answer is we will have trick-or-treating on Halloween, which is a Saturday this year. And because it's a Saturday, and because we're trying to spread people out a little more, we're going to do it from 3 to 7. So for those who want to participate, you can participate. For those who don't, that's fine. No different than the other year. But we're going to do it from 3 to 7. So if anyone asks, that's the plan. That's the first thing. The second thing, these are unlisted items. The second thing, I'm not going to put you on the spot, Mr. Greiber. However, I'm going to just mention a couple things. This is Scott G, and the previous one was Scott G. Just like we have several JPs, they have a couple Scott Gs. Nonetheless, once Scott G left, we discussed some stuff relating to the county, and you walk in, it's like you two were out there eavesdropping on us or something. Nonetheless, it was brought up tonight by one of the council members that they would like me to have some further discussions, and Bart and Mr. Jensen with the county potentially on sharing. We had some conversations late last year, early this year about sharing maybe space for the future county jail public safety center. So just so that's on your radar. And then the other thing is, and maybe Fran's spoken to you about this, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, I don't expect to comment, just make it aware of it, so I don't have to make a phone call, play phone tag with you.
I'd love to speak, but there's no microphone here, otherwise I'd be...
Did Todd steal that? No, I'm just kidding. Todd Burton! So, the other thing is, we talked about some applications, some ITEM applications, and I don't remember what that stands for. But one of the number one priorities of the council was to do the joint application with the county for the Fox Road improvements, which would take the trail all around the Hoover Road. So just so you know, that's kind of high on our list of things to do. So that's it.
I do now have a microphone.
Oh, that was a mistake. That. So I don't expect to respond, but if you have anything, that's
not our vehicle system now.
Well, those actually are. There's no additional business. Oh, wait, give me just a moment, yeah.
You've got two things you've got to
go. I got two things. Oh, God.
What's your update now?
Well, Peter, let me ask you. Do you want us to speak regarding my comments, or do you have something else?
I can reply to that, but I did have a couple of things I wanted to mention.
Yeah, go ahead and put this in the other microphone. We'll circle back. We have a couple of things to vote on.
Thank you, everybody. I guess I'm going to stand here. Scott Ryder, chairman of the Clinton County Board, and wanted to, first off, just thank you for recognizing me. And Alderman Frieder's immediately passed a resolution at the county last week for suicide prevention, and appreciate all you do on that. It's huge. So thank you. First thing. Second off, I came out to just thank the mayor and the city council. Appreciate the efforts that you've taken. I've talked to the mayor quite a bit about just ideas where we can work together, as these organizations. And and I've talked to various of you over the years, about different ways that we can work together. There's no reason we can't do that. I appreciate, let's have that further discussion. We bat things around, we decide whether or not it fits. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I think Mill Road was a great opportunity where we were able to work together and have a win for everybody. There's definitely other opportunities for us to do that too. So I look forward to that. And I haven't been out, another couple of months have gone by. And I just wanted to thank and just express my appreciation to what I saw earlier in the summer. First off, as I said before, there's nothing more patriotic than protesting addressing our grievances. And I saw a lot of that. There's a lot of peaceful protests here in the city. And something, though, that I wanted to just commend to is the chief and his department. I was here whenever that was in June, and there's concern that maybe there would be a little bit more unrest. There's some protests, but I want to commend both the residents in Yorkville for having the peaceful demonstrations, and but also what I saw with the coordination with the chief. So thank you, chief, for all you do. And before that, I was down in the emergency operations center with the sheriff's office and at the sheriff's office, which had people from all of our municipalities as well, and there were some unrest in Aurora, and we sent quite a few officers that way. And once again, a couple of the deputies were over there as well. And so just wanted to commend them for what I saw there too. So wanted to thank you on that. So that said, I've taken enough time, I think, but look forward to talking with you tomorrow, whenever we're
yes. whenever well, I'm told maybe Thursday after your finance meeting too.
Okay.
Yeah. What time will that be,
Well, it's always hard to say.
Budget time.
Budget time. It can be a really, really long time. I'm expecting it to be a while. I think it starts at 6.
Oh, so. God. The other guy was masterminding the meeting, too.
Maybe
we'll see before the budget meeting.
Sorry, the train board is interrupted.
Comment about the train?
Oh, that doesn't bother him. It doesn't pay him one bit. Thanks for returning.
Oh, no.
See when I moved here, so.
Did you want to speak later, or was that everything?
Today.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so now back to the mayor's report continues. We have a budget update. Is there anything you want to speak to Rob or Bart, or is it just kind of everything's in writing that we've discussed?
Everything is in writing that we've talked about verbally in the last two city council meetings.
Okay. Bart, I gotta say, I feel like I'm like at the carnival and I've got one of those goofy mirrors in front of me because you're like here, and here right now. Woo! Just every time you move. I see three of them, and I haven't been out yet either, so, okay.
It was a bike.
Oh, I did ride the bike, actually, twice, here and back, or here, I gotta go back. Next, we have item 2020-75. The nice thing is you can't see if we're smiling down under these. They're all sticking their tongues out of me. Collective bargaining agreement between the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 115 Public Employees, and the City of Yorkville. This is for 1 year, which expires April 30th. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? Wachowski, and I think I heard Peterson, I believe. That was a fight over here. Discussion? Comments? Roll call, please.
Wachowski?
Yes.
Buckhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Frieder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Oh, and I didn't state for the record, that was for the same, for this fiscal year, that was for the same pay rate increases as the police department deputies agreed to with the council. Okay, additional business? Any other citizen comments? Anyone in Zoom land? So, unfortunately, we will need to have a brief executive session for item one. Yes. So, yes, exactly. Is there a motion to do?
Second.
It should be seconded by Peterson. Thank you, Scott. Okay. This requires a roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Wachowski?
Yes.
Buckhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Peterson?
Aye. Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. We will. But Joe, we can do it here, right?
Yeah, we're going to do it in this room. We will close down the Zoom like last time, so for Ethan and Katie, who are still online, we will not restart the Zoom after executive session is open, so we don't expect to take any action.
That is correct for the public and for the press. After this, there will be no action. There will not be any discussion on anything. We will only adjourn, so you won't be missing anything. I just want to be clear, there will be no action, no discussion. It will just be an adjournment after we adjourn executive session. And you too, if you have questions, you know how to get a hold of me, whether I answer or not, different issues. But anyway, okay. Thank you very much, everyone in public, the press. It's been wonderful. Do a great job. Come to our meeting. You got some great stories tonight. You all have a good night. We're going to executive session.